Okay, we're going to very briefly run through kind of the hot topics on investigations. I think the first thing to consider when you have an employment issue is whether you really want to investigate, okay, and when, how you go about investigating. So part of that is evaluating what's the nature of this problem and who is the best person to investigate it. In other words, is this something that is going to end up in a criminal investigation at some point? Is it going to end up in a civil lawsuit? Is it going to be a governmental investigation? Because determining where this could lead, worst case scenario, will help dictate how do you want to go about formulating the investigation process and who should be part of that process and whether or not we want to try to insulate some of that data or we're going to want to share some of that data. For example, in the harassment arena, there is a defense that is available in some scenarios where if once an employer knew or should have known, did it investigate and take prompt and appropriate remedial action in order to try to address the problem. So in that context, the investigation becomes a part of or support for the employer's defense or even an affirmative defense in that type of a claim. And in that context, the investigation may very well be out and in the open and subject to discovery and not subject to any kind of attorney-client privilege because it becomes part of what you want to prove as opposed to what you want to hide. But even within the harassment context, you have to evaluate very early on with counsel, you know, is this something where we've already messed up badly enough that we're not going to have that defense available? And we know it is so nasty and so sticky that we're not even going to try to go there on an affirmative defense. So at this point, what we really want to do is damage control. So we want as much privilege layered on this process as we can possibly obtain because we're not going to try to put that defense out there.